नमो नमः, सुप्रभातम्।
नमो नमः।
वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय,
वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय,
सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा,
सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा,
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव,
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव,
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव,
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव,
सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा,
सर्वे कार्येषु सर्वदा,
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं,
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं,
वरदे कामरूपिणी,
वरदे कामरूपिणी,
विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि,
विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि,
सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा,
सिद्धिर् नमतु मे सदा,
सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा,
सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा।
ॐ सहनाभवतु,
ॐ सहनाभवतु,
सहनौ भुनक्तु,
सहनौ भुनक्तु,
सह वीर्यं करवावहै,
सह वीर्य करवावहै,
सह वीर्यं करवावहै,
सह वीर्य करवावहै,
तेजस्विना,
तेजस्विना,
वधीतमस्तु,
वधीनमस्तु,
मा विद्विषावहै,
मा विद्विषावहै।
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः,
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः,
ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः,
ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः,
ॐ श्री सरस्वत्याय नमः,
ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः,
ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।
ओके, अद्यतन वर्गस्य आरम्भं कुर्मः। ओके, डिड यू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट आई सेड?
No.
No? I said let's start today's class.
Okay.
Today, start, arambam, kurmaha, varga, class. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I guess you all have done, some of you all have done the homework. Huh? Deva Prabha, you probably have not done, that's what you have written, right?
No, I couldn't do it, Uma. Okay. So I will do it today.
Yeah, it's okay.
After the class.
Yeah, but now during the class, I'm going to make all of you all do. Sucheta, you have your list of words, right? Radhika, you have done?
No, this week I,
okay.
This week my, I was,
10 words I had asked, so now in the class we will take at least 3 words because 3 of you are there, so we will hopefully take 3 words of each variety, okay. Board is visible now?
Shubha Prabhatam, yeah. Ma'am.
Now? Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay. So, how we are going to do? Who's going to give me the first word? Come on. Oh, Sangeeta has also come, huh?
Ma'am, I missed first 7 minutes. I did not have the link to join the class. There was no email from you. So, can you tell me what is the question?
Who's talking? What did you say?
This is Sangeeta.
हाँ बोलो
मैम मैंने 5-10 मिनट लेट ज्वाइन किया तो मेरे पास आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज योर क्वेश्चन
यू डोंट नो व्हाट व्हाट
व्हाट इज योर क्वेश्चन
ओह ओके फाइन डोंट वरी यू विल कम टू नो राइट नाउ
हाँ
सुचिता कैन यू गिव मी अ वर्ड व्हिच एंड्स इन अह
ओके दीपः
दीपः ओके सो दिस् इस् एकवचनम् द्विवचनम् एकवचनं द्विवचनं बहुवचनम् ओके एनी क्वेश्चन्स् आन् दिस् मच् पोर्शन् ओके नौ वी आर् टेकिङ्ग् अह एण्डिङ्ग् वर्ड्स् ओके सुचिता वाट्स् योर् वर्ड् दीपः यु सेड् न एम् आर् रैट् ओके
दीपः नेपः देट् रि द किङ्ग् यु नो द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् किङ्ग् नेपः
नृपः ओ ओके फैन् सारि सारि नृपः ओके ओके द्विवचनं
नेपौ
नृपौ ओके नृपौ देन् बहुवचनं
नृपे
न नृपः नृपौ
नृपे
नृपाः ओके Is this falling in place now? Okay. Quick revision. Let me show you.
I think Queen Pumlingam.
What is it?
We are doing Pumlingam. So it is ka, ko, ke, isn't it?
No. 1 minute. I'll show you, huh? Start sharing. Where is this? See here. Can you all see this? Can you all see the screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Balakah. Balaka shabda. It's the aha ending one. Balakah, balakau, balakah. Okay. Then a ending word. बालिका दे हेव् टेकन् बालिका बालिके बालिकाः देन् ई एण्डिङ्ग् वर्ड्स् नदी नद्यौ नद्यः एण्ड् देन् अम् एण्डिङ्ग् वर्ड्स् पुस्तक दे हेव् गिवन् यू बट् फर् अस् इट् इस् पुस्तकं सो पुस्तकं पुस्तके पुस्तकानि सुचिता योर् बुक् which page I'll tell you page 69 huh Okay.
On page 69, okay, a kind yeah. of a table is given. So, aha, au, aha, then a, e, aha, e, yau, yaha, and am, e, ani. That's the way it goes. So, hope you all recollect.
Now, yeah, I made it.
Okay?
Okay.
We are practicing this homework. We hopefully you'll have done.
I have a question. What does Shabdaha mean? It's word, right?
Word, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they have given you in this table, one second, huh? I'll just show the table again. In this table, they have given you the raw word. Okay, when I say the raw word in Sanskrit, there is a term called, what do you say, Moola Shabdaha. Okay, Moola Shabdaha means the root word from which the rest of the forms are created. So you have a Moola Shabda, which is the root word, and there are two types of root words. One belongs to the verb form, which is known as dhatu. Huh? So dhatu also is in its root form, the original form, before any processing has happened. Okay. And then for the nouns, again you have Moola Shabda, which is known as Pratipadikam. So what they have given you in that page is in the root word form, balaka, balika, nadi, pustaka. Okay. Later on we will learn how to analyze that, but right now this is what we know. So that is the root word from which you are getting nripaha. There they have given you balakaha, balakau, balakaha. This one, Sushmita has given nripaha, nripau, nripaha. So we are going to try to get one example from each of you for the aha ending word, which is pullingam, ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. Okay? So aha ending words usually are pullingam. You all know how to write pullingam?
I'm writing here.
Okay. Deva Prabha, can you give me another word which is ending in aha?
Mayuraha.
Mayuraha.
Mayurao.
Mayurao. Yeah.
Mayuraha.
Very good. Okay.
Mayuraha. Ma'am, you are Mayuraka, ki matra in the Mayuraha is a small one.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my mistake. Yeah, it should be Dirga. The other places I've written it correctly. Here, I don't know why I made the mistake. Anyway, thanks for correcting. Radhika.
Okay. Chatraha.
Which one?
Chatraha.
Okay. Radhika, I think you need to practice the Alpa Prana, Maha Prana.
Oh, I know it. I have not practiced, so it's always falls apart.
If you say Chatraha, I will write like this.
Right.
Okay. But you don't want this. You want this.
I want the Chatraha, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I have to practice
chatraha.
With it.
Okay, yeah. You have to really throw it out.
Yeah.
It's like ka. Gha.
Yeah.
Gha. practice it, huh? Stand in front of the mirror and practice. When you say ka, there will not be any steam on the mirror. The mirror will not get, what is it, blood. But when you say ka, hot air is going on it, you will immediately see it. Try it like that. Maybe it will work.
No, it does. It does work. I did try, and I for a couple of weeks I was good. I didn't say anything anyway.
Okay. But you need a little bit more practice, because I don't think you have made out the difference to that extent.
Okay.
I was talking with Sushmita about this idea of doing one Bhagavad Gita shloka in a class just to improve the pronunciation. What do you all say?
I love it. I like it because I need that pronunciation correction, but I know other people do not, so...
No, Sushmita is in favor of it. What about Deva Prabha, Sangeeta, and now Reshma has come?
What is your question, ma'am?
My dear girl, are you in the class? Huh?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
All other work and this is on. Huh?
No, I'm not all I was very sick, ma'am, this afternoon. That is why it's just not able to completely fully concentrate.
Take care, huh?
No problem.
Do you do all of you have a copy of Bhagavad Gita? Just the shlokas?
Yes.
Yeah, Sangeeta, you have, Radhika.
But we need the Devanagari, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to figure that out. But that I can.
We don't want meaning and analysis and all that. Okay. Only the shlokas. Deva Prabha, you have.
Which sutra, Uma? I cannot hear. Which one? But which verse of the Bhagavad Gita?
No, there isn't anything like that. It's just Bhagavad Gita, only the shlokas. I'm not bothered about the meaning. You have? If you have the fat version with meaning and all, that's okay. But shlokas should be there, and it should be Devanagari.
Yeah. If nobody has it, it is on the internet. You can definitely print it.
Right. Yeah, but then reading from the internet will become a problem, isn't it?
No, you print it out.
I don't know. Deva Prabha, do you have?
Yes, I have. I have it in Devanagari and English.
Okay. I'm not going to look at the meaning part. I was thinking of doing it only for pronunciation improvement. Okay?
Okay, yes.
So, and Suchita, you have?
Yes, ma'am.
Not Suchita, Sushmita, sorry, huh? Sushmita, you have?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Okay, only the shlokas we want, huh?
Okay.
Reshma, you definitely have, na? Because we were doing it in the other class. Reshma is visible here, but is she really in the class?
Okay. I woke her up, ma'am. She is definitely in the class, just warming up.
Yeah, but she's not answering. I don't know what is the reason.
So I just said warming up. She must be there pretty soon.
See, unfortunately, this is not a large class, so every person who comes counts, okay? Come on, let's see. Radhika has said, Chhatraha. Radhika, come on, continue. Chhatraha.
Okay, Chhatraha, Chhatrau, Chhatraha.
Then?
Chhatraha.
Chhatraha. Okay. Sangeeta.
Suryah, Suryau, Suryaha.
Suryah,
you can hear me? Hello?
Suryah, okay. Can you see the board? No problem, no board. Okay, this one. Reshma, are you there? I don't know what has happened to her. So, this part now is clear? Huh? Any difficulties? Sushmita, Devaprabha? So this goes according
it's to okay, yes.
Page 69 of the book. Balakaha, Balakau, Balakaha. That is your model. Huh? Nrupaha, Nrupau, Nrupaha. Mayuraha, Mayurau, Mayuraha. Chhatraha, Chhatrau, Chhatraha. Suryaha, Suryaha. Okay. And all...
Ma'am? Ma'am, but in reality there is no two Surya. So,
there is no Bahuvachan or Dvivachan of Surya, right?
So, yeah, but in the meaning-wise, you know.
We are not talking in terms of reality, point number one. We are talking in terms of grammar, point number two.
Okay.
And if you want to take reality in that sense, there are many suns, okay? All the stars are suns, and we are seeing plenty of them in the sky, okay?
Okay. And ma'am, Radhika just mentioned that, not Radhika, sorry, Sushmita. Yeah, that nobody can hear her, but she can hear everybody. So she doesn't know what's happened. You took her name, right, just now? So I'm just informing you that she just mentioned it to me.
Come again?
Yeah. And she says, I think nobody is able to hear me.
Nobody is able to hear you or me?
Reshma said that. Nobody is able to hear. Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't hear her.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. But she is talking and nobody can hear her.
Us?
So just...
Sangeeta?
Huh?
Is she able to hear us?
Yes.
Okay. There is some problem with her audio. All of y'all can hear, na?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Sangeeta, Radhika, Sangeeta, y'all can hear me, na?
Yes.
So I think, Reshma, you do one thing. You get out and come back in. Maybe it will solve the problem. Okay? Try it out. Okay. So, can I proceed now? So the
yes, please. Sorry to disturb, yeah.
What's it?
I said sorry to disturb you. Yes, please proceed.
Don't worry, yeah. This was a problem that needed to be taken care of. Okay. So, now, aha ending words are called pullinga shabdaha. Pullinga ekavachanam, pullinga dvivachanam, pullinga bahuvachanam, okay? So you have in page 69 of your book, balakaha, balakau, balakaha, okay? Huh? Clear so far? Pullinga shabdaha? Any questions?
No, ma'am.
So now I'm switching over to strilinga shabdaha. There we have two varieties, which we have studied. Those of you who okay, are ending words, strilingam, this is one variety, okay? Chalo, Sushmita, you give me a word which you felt little uncertain about, huh? In your exercise, what you did, practice exercise, okay?
Okay. Bhatya.
Say again.
Vaidya.
Vaidya, okay. Vaidya. Now remember, if I put Vaidya, it is Strilingam. But if I put Vaidyah, it is Pullingam. Okay? This is male, this is female. In the same way, you have Ajah and Aja. Okay? Pullingam, Strilingam. So keep in mind, the ending sometimes gives you the indication of the lingam. Okay. So Vaidya. Yeah, Suchita, go ahead.
Vaidya.
Yeah?
Vaidya.
Vaidya. Then?
Vaidyaha.
Vaidyaha. Okay? You can see the whole board, na?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Deva Prabha, you have another word ending in A.
What does this mean, Uma Vaidya? Vaidya? What does this mean, Vaidya?
Yeah, I didn't understand what you're asking.
What is the meaning of Vaidya?
Oh, yeah, doctor.
Ah, yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Doctor, male doctor, Vaidya is a female.
Yes. Okay. Yes, okay. So, a word that is not easy for me is Pajikaha. Pajika, sorry. Pachika.
Pachika.
Like newspaper, I guess.
Patrick.
Yes.
Newspaper.
Because there is a okay, now I understand now. It's Panchika. No?
Patrika.
Panchika. Am I right? Huh?
Yes, but this, I don't know, like the, is it a N, a na, and then a ja, yes, exactly this word. This is hard for me. Hmm? Panchika? Panchika?
Panchika?
Ah, yes. Okay. Panchika, Panchike.
Deva Prabha, what is the meaning of it? I think you are saying the newspaper one, right?
Yes, the news, newspaper, I guess.
Newspaper is Patrika.
Patrika is newspaper.
Ah, so this one, what is it?
This is, I think it is a file.
There is a picture, yeah, maybe it's a file, yes.
So it's not newspaper.
Okay, so then it's just file?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Panchika. Ha.
Sanchika, Sanchike, Sanchika. Ha.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Patrika, Patrika, ha would be paper. Your newspaper.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Patrika. Yes.
And Suchika, Suchika is a notice board, right?
Is it?
Suchika, Suchika, Suchike, Suchika, ha. Notice board or something.
Yeah.
Notice.
Yeah, just notice. Yeah. A small notice would be called a short notice, which is put up on the board or stuck over there with a pin or something. Radhika. Arushna, are you, just talk, let's see whether we can hear you now. Just check your volume, if it is in zero or something.
Yeah, Reshma, I just saw the missed call from Reshma. She's Reshma, you need to change your device. Maybe a different phone or computer or iPad or something like that.
Okay, Radhika, what's your word?
Pechika.
Pechika.
And then petikaha.
Okay. Now, falling in place to some extent, take a favorite word which you feel you will remember always and make it a petikaha which you can refer to every time. I'll show you all what to do. Sangeeta, what's your name?
I will say Kshama. Shama? Shamau? No, Shama, Shame, Shamaha.
Okay. You're taking name of a person, Shama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that Shama means forgiveness, but Shama is name of the person. Yeah.
Shama is king because I've got a friend whose name is Shama, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Can you take a king?
Huh? King?
You can't
what is
think
it?
Of thing which is ending in a.
Yeah. Lekhika.
Lekhika, she just now said.
No, Lekhika. Lekhika.
Huh?
Lekhika, the author.
No, I didn't get you. Say
Lekhika. L for love, Lekhika.
Lekhika.
Yeah.
Lekhika is a writer.
Yeah. Writer, okay. Right.
This we haven't learned, huh? Lekhika, then?
Lekhike.
Okay.
Lekhika, ha.
Okay, is this clear? Reshma, are you able to talk? No luck, huh? Okay, today she is only listening.
So, before you erase that, the bahu vachanam for stri linga and pur linga is the same, right?
It is a ending.
Okay, for ah and aha.
So you have to be careful. 1 minute, I'll show you something. If you take chhatraha, this is Sima Sriling.
That's pulling then.
This is pulling. Yes. If I take chhatra, this is pulling or Sriling?
Striling.
Now, in Dvivachanam, Chhatraha becomes what?
Chhatrao.
Chhatrao. Right. And Chhatra becomes what?
Chhatre.
Chhatre. So, we have the difference for Ekavachanam and for Dvivachanam. When it comes to Bahuvachanam, Chhatraha becomes what?
Chhatraha.
Chhatraha. Okay. And chhatra, chhatre, bahuvachanam?
Chhatraha.
Chhatraha. Okay. So here lies the problem. Chhatraha, chhatraha, how will you make out whether it is pulling, striling or mixed? Because even in Sanskrit, if it is mixed, boys and girls, then you will go for the pullinga rupam. It is the context which will tell you. Okay. So, chhatraha, if you have, in the same way, shikshika, shikshike, shikshikaha. Huh? शिक्षकः शिक्षिकौ शिक्षकौ शिक्षकाः देर् इट् इस् ई इस् देर् सो देर् इस् अ डिफ्रेन्स् नो प्राब्लम् देर् छात्रः अध्यापकः अध्यापिका वैद्यः इट् इस् सुचिता गिवन् वर्ड् सो वैद्या वैद्ये वैद्याः but when I take vaidya Suchita what it becomes
male doctor
Suchita give me the vaidya ka ekavachanam dvivachanam bahuvachanam
vaidya vaidye vaidyah
I said the pulling rupam
okay vaidyah vaidye वैद्याः
वैद्यः न वैद्याः
वैद्यौ
वैद्यौ
वैद्याः
वैद्याः ओके नाउ इफ यू लुक एट दीस टू दे आर आइडेंटिकल ओके बट इन द एकवचनम एंड द्विवचनम यू हैव अ डिफरेंस In Bahuvachanam, it is a context which will tell you whether it is males or females, okay? Some of the words are like that. Ajaha, ajau, ajaha, pulingam. Aja, aje, ajaha, strilingam. So, ajaha again is common. Whether it is pulingam or strilingam, it is ajaha. So, it's a context which will tell you. Okay, now which is the other feeling of ending we have learned? Sucheta? Sorry, Sushmita, I'm always calling Sucheta because that's written there. Go on.
Ma'am, can you repeat? Because I was just messaging Reshma.
We just now saw one type of feeling of words. Which are ending in A. What is the other type of strilinga words we have learned?
E.
Give me an example.
Nartaki.
Nartaki, okay. So, E ending word, right? That also is strilinga. Nartaki. Okay? Ha. Vivachana?
नर्तक्याव
नर्तक्याव
नर्तक्यः
नर्तक्याः नर्तक्याः
यः ओके गॉट इट नर्तकी नर्तक्याव नर्तक्यः ह
Devaprabha,
which is your word?
Yes. Bhikshu... No. Yes. Bhikshu... Ah, no, sorry. This is... Yes. Bhikshu ki. This is a hard word. Bhikshu ki. Can you say it again, Uma, facing the camera, because I couldn't hear your pronunciation?
Bhikshuki.
Bhikshuki.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. Bhikshukyao. And Bhikshu Kya,
There is no Yaha, okay.
It's a short A, no? Yes, Bhikshu Kya.
Like how we had in A and A. Aha, we have it three times. But over here, it is Yaha.
Bhikshu Kya. ज्ञः
उत्सुक्यौ उत्सुक्यः नर्तकि नर्तक्यौ नर्तक्यः सो इट् इस् इन् द द्विवचनं यु हाव् अ यौ एण्ड् बहुवचनं यु हाव् अ यः ओके
यस्
क्लियर् क्लियर् सो फार् राधिका
This is the one, yeah. So, Gati, or did you want me to say a word?
Yeah,
Gati.
Gati, not Gati, Gati.
Gati, I need to stop picking those words. Can't say them. Okay. Okay, so, Gatiao.
Gatiao. So here I put it the colon sign. And I put yau to make my life easy. Others have to write in the stomach. Then?
Okay. And gatyaha.
Gatyaha, no. Come on. Is it gatyaha?
No, it's gatyaha. Right? Gatyaha.
Sitting on this. Later on, when we progress, if you say ghatyaha, the meaning changes. Okay?
Okay.
This is bahuvachanam of ghati. This is ekavachanam in one of the other vibhaktis, which is known as, in English it's known as genitive case. In Sanskrit, it is known as Shashti Bhakti, continue also coming. So that is why pronunciation is very important, because otherwise the meaning that goes through will be a wrong meaning. Okay. Clear so far? Huh? Sangeeta, what's your word?
Jalapari.
Jalapari, my God, okay. Jalapari, huh?
Jalapari.
Can you hear me now? Yes, we can hear you now, Reshma.
Okay, thanks.
Jalapari. How to write this, huh?
Yeah.
Anita, take difficult words. I'm very happy about it, but you should learn how to write also. This is good for everybody. Jalapari, yeah. Jalapariyau, then?
Jalapariyah.
Okay. Clear how to write it? Huh?
Yes.
Because the R is coming before the Y, so it goes on top. Okay? Reshma,
what does this mean, Uma? What does this mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah? Ma'am, I'm totally lost. But yeah, I will attempt. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Just listen for some time. It will start falling in place. Yeah, Deva Prabha, what did you ask?
The meaning of this word?
I think it is mermaid, yeah? There's a picture given of a lady with a fish tail, isn't it?
Okay.
Ma'am, you want me to say Dvivachanam and...
Mermaid.
Mermaid,
you know,
yeah.
Mermaid.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, we are doing Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam, right?
Yeah, who's talking?
Me, Reshma. We are doing Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam, right?
Yeah, Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. Of the different kinds of words, we have learned four kinds of words for each of them. Last time we learnt it, today I'm just going over the same thing because I gave it to you all as exercise and maybe in the writing part of it, you all may have had difficulties. Like, see, for example, Jalapari, Jalapariyau, Jalapariyah. The R has to come on top. So, mistakes are likely to happen. Okay? Reshma, can you give me another word which ends in E?
E. Okay, 1 minute, ma'am.
No?
E. 1 minute, ma'am. Let me just think. Nari, have you done Nari?
Who's talking? Reshma, you're talking?
Yes, ma'am. Nari.
Which word you're giving?
Nali, Nari. Is Nari okay?
Yeah. Nari. Then?
Nariyo.
Nariyo, no. Pronounce it properly.
Narikyo.
No. How will you pronounce this?
Huh? 1 minute, ma'am, I can't see you properly. 1 minute, let me just lock it.
How will you pronounce this?
Nariyo.
Nariyo.
No. Nariyo.
And then,
Nariyo. 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 Nariyo.
Okay?
Yes.
Ma'am, I have a question.
Yeah. Bolo.
Nari, the R, every time it will be the rave. Like Jalpari, Nari, it will be rape.
What is happening here? Huh? Okay. Now, if I take Nari, huh? Reshma, give me the alphabet split over here. Which are the
yes,
alphabets
ma'am.
That form into this?
No, no. No plus A.
No, A.
R plus E.
R and E.
E.
Okay.
Yes.
Correct? Huh? So, N plus A gave me Na. R plus E gave me Re. Okay? Now, I have Na Yau. Okay. So, what are the alphabets that have gone into the making of this?
N plus A.
N plus A.
Ra.
I said that after Na.
Ra.
Huh. But there is no vowel after that. Huh. Swara
yeah.
Nahi hai. Huh?
Nahi hai.
Na. So till
then
Na.
Yo.
And then?
Yo plus O.
Yo plus O. I have O. Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
So now I have two consonants coming. And R before. If R is before, it goes and sits on top of the next fellow. Okay. Get it?
Yes, ma'am. But you made a mistake. N plus A. It will be A.
Okay. Now I have Chhatraha. Okay. Huh? Now in Chhatraha, which are the alphabets over here?
Cha.
Cha plus A.
Cha.
Cha and A. After that, I have Tra. Which are the alphabets there?
Ta.
Ta.
Ra.
Ra. Ha.
A.
A. Okay. Once again, two consonants coming together. And I have
yeah.
A ra, huh?
Yeah.
But that ra is coming after the ta. So I have a ta and then a ra, therefore I put it down. Got it? Here,
yeah.
The ra is coming before ya, so it goes on top. Here, it's coming after, so it goes down. Is this now making a little bit better sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Similarly, most of the time the verb comes with the ta.
Patra.
Which word?
Patra, patra.
Again, it is tra. I'm trying to see whether there is another word where the verb comes after some other alphabet.
Surya, like.
Surya, but then it is coming first. No, year is coming after. R is coming first. I want R coming after. If I try to write the word truck. English word truck. Huh?
I will write truck like this. Okay. So I have the r. Sorry. And k. Sorry. There is an a over here. A and then k. Okay. So the first and then the r is coming afterwards, so it goes below. And because this is a round alphabet, it becomes two, like a reverse V. Truck. That's the way it gets written. Okay. But always
pranayam. Also, it is pranayam.
Say again.
Pranayam.
Patralayam. Chitralayam.
Nahi. Pranayam. The yoga. You know, pranayam.
Pranayam. Pranayam. Pranayam it is.
Pranayam. Yeah.
Pranayamaha. Pranayamaha.
Okay. So now, okay. Come on. What is the first sound? Come on, Suchita.
Pa.
Pa. Pa. And then?
Ra.
Ra. And then?
A.
A. Okay, the rest of it we can leave it. Don't worry. Huh? So I have my pa and I have r, so it goes dum. And for the a, I put one more stick over there. Got it?
Yeah.
Nice word you chose, yeah?
Una, I have a question. For the, just the word before, was it, I don't know what it was, tra, it was tra?
Truck. I just wrote the English word truck in Sanskrit alphabets.
Truck?
Truck.
Ah, truck. Okay. But why did you put... Why there were two... Yes, okay. But why there were two bars under the T?
1 minute, huh? I'm on the truck part of it. Do you know this English word?
Yes.
This is what I wrote in Sanskrit, nothing else. Okay.
Yes, okay. But I didn't understand why you put two bars under the T.
Because then it is a circular alphabet.
And Uma, when you don't face the camera, I cannot hear what you're saying.
Okay. When you have circular alphabets like this, huh? And you want
yes.
to write a R over there, you write it like this. Okay.
And you don't put only one bar?
No, you put two like this. It's like a reverse V. So your V, you invert it and you put it over there. Okay? There are
and this is R.
Then the. There also you have the, all these have got round bottoms. So when the bottom is round, the r is indicated in this manner. But otherwise you have the facility to put it there, na? So for the, tr, previously it used to be written like this, and over a period of time that part reduced and became like this.
Uh-huh. Yes, I never see that there are two bars. This is why I'm surprised. I always saw only one for Ra.
So, Ra depends where it comes. Because if two consonants are coming together and Ra is one of the consonants, depending on whether the Ra is before or after, it goes and sits on top or underneath. R places, position is better. Okay, Sushmita, is the writing part of it becoming a little clearer now?
Yeah, ma'am.
Now, what's the next kind of words we have learned? I'm back to you, Sushmita.
Okay, ma'am.
So, we have done aha ending words, pullingam, a ending words, strilingam, e ending words, again strilingam. What else is remaining?
Napumshakalingam.
Napumshakalingam ending
am.
Okay, so I'm writing it as over here, and napumshakalingam. Okay, napumshakalingam. Can you give me a sample, one of your difficult words, that ani, ani, you had na problem? Come on.
Yeah, I will say two, okay? Yeah. Because I have problem with two. Netram.
Yeah. Netram.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Netre.
Netre.
Netrani.
Netra. And now which one I'll put? I'll put this one or I'll put this one?
Me. The second one.
Second one. Why?
Because there has ra. Ra.
Because there is a ra sound. Okay? Huh?
Yeah.
I'll put netrani. Okay?
Yeah, I have another problem. Griham. Griham, house, Griham.
Okay.
Grihe.
Grihe.
Grihani.
Griha, and then which one?
Second one.
Again, second one. Okay.
But why? I don't know why there will be the second one.
Here also you have a real sound. So your real sound can come from this or this. Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
Refer, this is what is known as refer, and sh. Okay? This sh. Pushpam, pushpe, pushpani. Yeah?
But ma'am, there was ha, gruha. So the last one was ha. But why we use
I have not followed your question. Ask again.
There has ha. There has no ra or sha. So why we are using the murdhana?
Because of this ra. This also has a real sound in it, no?
But it is in the first one, gru.
Yes.
But not in the second one.
Not prevent this change from taking place. Huh? This her says, go ahead, change. There are some other alphabets when we go forward and learn much more. That time we will know which are the alphabets which do not allow the change. But right now, the ha allows the change to happen. Okay. So although after the r, you have a ha, yet the change takes place. Followed?
Okay.
That's the simplest explanation I can give.
Okay.
Yeah. If I give you a kind of formula now, I think it will be very difficult to follow. Huh?
Ma'am, can I try one word?
Huh?
Can I try one word?
Yeah, yeah. Just a minute. Huh? Let me just sort out Suchita's problem. She's got a very valid point. Panini. I have spoken to you all about this guy called Panini, who is the creator of all the formulas and patterns.
Yes, ma'am.
Language grammar. Have I spoken to you all about him?
Yes.
Yeah. So this Mahashay, he's Rishi, call him Rishi, call him Muni, whatever it is. He, in 5th century BC or 6th century BC, somewhere around that time, he formulated the grammar rules for Sanskrit, and those rules even today are applied and are valid because they give us structure for the language. Okay, so in one of it's the formula that he is given is they are called sutras. Sutra is something in a short form he has given you, this is the way it has to be done. So in that sutra, one of the sutras tell you when the na changes to na. Okay, so you have na and na, these two are related to in some way. So if you have this ra, ra,
Ina, I'm sorry, can you just again face the camera when you say that, because I cannot hear. Face, yes, your voice facing the camera.
I'll wear the headset. One minute, huh?
It is when I wear the headset, huh?
Hello?
We can hear you, ma'am.
Okay. So, in this case, this na na difference happens when you have this kind of a r, this kind of a r, or the pushpam sh. Huh? He has given a formula, or rather a sutram, which says that kupvang vyavayopi, something like that it says. Huh? Now, if I try to explain that sutram to you all now, it will go way above your head because even I have not understood it. I have not learned that sutram. Somebody has thrown it at me and therefore I know that that's the way it is. So all those alphabets which come in between the R and the N, they decide whether the change occurs or it doesn't occur. In our case, we don't need to bother for the moment. We just see whether there is a R or a R or a sh, and if those sounds are there before the na, we automatically change it to na. By the time we finish this book, what we have taken as our textbook, maybe we will be able to absorb the other factors which help us to decide whether we should change or we should not change. Okay? Right now, we just keep in mind R, Refa, Shakara comes. After that, there is a Nakara. Then that Na is the Na. Changes to Na. Ta ta da da Na.
Okay? Ma'am, I have a question. How to say na and na, like murdhana and dantana, what is it? How to
dantana is, if you want to say, because see the pronunciation is so close to each other that many people do not make out the difference. So you can call this as a dantana and this as the murdhanyana. Okay? Murdhanyana and this is dantana. Because this belongs to the ta varga, ta tha da dha na. This belongs to the ta varga, ta tha da dha na. Okay?
Okay.
So your formula of saying dantyana and murdhanyana is the ideal solution, I feel. Okay? So that the other person is clear. Okay, Reshma, this is, you have a word you said. Come on.
Mandiram.
Mandiram.
Mandiram. Mandire.
and dive. Then
and mandirani.
Yeah. Now decide whether I will put mandir ra. Now will I put the talavya or no dantya or will I put the murghanya?
Murghanya.
Murghanya.
You will put it on top, no ma'am?
Rani. Okay? Huh? Murghanya na is what is required. Now tell me why.
Because of the ra.
This ra affects this na na. Okay? Yeah. Whose turn? Yeah, Sangeeta, you still haven't said, na?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Rudayah. Sorry, Rudayam.
Rudayam. I'm ending, na?
Huh?
I'm on Napumsakalingam. So, Rudayam.
Rudayam, Rudayam. What happened?
I'm waiting.
Rudayam. Heart. Rudayam.
Yeah, but you have to say, na? Rudayam.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, Rudaye.
Can I ask you to change your word?
Sure.
Okay. There is a reason. I'll tell you. First you finish and then I will tell you, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Any other?
Let me think, ma'am. So,
okay.
Dooradarshanam.
Okay, Dura Darshanam. I'm putting only Darshanam, huh?
Okay, Darshanam. Darshane.
It's the same problem with this also.
Darshanani.
Darshanami it will be.
Darshanani.
Will remain na.
Yes.
Because the sha stops the change from happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ma'am, I will say one more word. Yeah.
Huh?
I want to say one more word.
Oh, okay.
Just a question. Why now it's a dantana?
Because there's a no.
Because there is what?
There's a no, right? After sha, darshanani. And it is not yes. A pushpaka show, it is a small show.
And so just because there is a na, because I couldn't hear well what Uma was saying, what I heard is that when there is ra, then there is a murdanya ending.
Yeah, but the na after the ra is not allowing to make it na.
Anita.
Okay.
No, let me do the explaining, yeah?
Yeah, please explain, ma'am.
Now.
The problem, Uma, I will listen to recording, but because I cannot hear you when you are not facing the video, I must have a sound problem.
Even with the, headphones, you're not hearing?
You are a bit soft, ma'am, when you go towards the board.
Really?
For us, there is no problem. At least.
Yeah, I think it's my mic. I don't know. So I have half of the explanation, so it's hard to follow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is soft.
I don't know what to do for this because
No, maybe, Uma, you cannot do anything. It's my problem. I need to find another mic.
Because we can hear her very well, so looks like it's a problem at
Yes. So don't worry, Uma. Don't explain. You don't need to explain because anyway I cannot hear well. So I will just listen to recording.
Okay. But this needs an explanation. Okay. Because the question has arisen. Now, we are on Sangeeta. Myself. Oh, your Sangeeta, your first word was Rudayam, right?
Yeah. Hridaye. Hridayani.
Yeah. Now which knee you will put?
I'll put, yeah.
Okay. Now I'll tell you the reason. Ah, you have Deva Prabha, can you hear me when I'm writing like this and talking on the mic?
No, Uma, really don't worry about me because I cannot hear what you're saying. So go ahead and I will listen to recording.
So after this, I have a knot. In between, if I have any word from Savarga, any word from Chavarga, any word from Tavarga, then the change will not happen. Okay. So now if I take Hridayam, Sangeeta, give me what are the alphabets that are there in Hridayam?
Tatha Dadhana. Tatha Dadhana. Tatha Dad.
No, no, no. In Hridayam.
Oh, okay, okay. It's a ha, ru, da. Uh-huh. A small the, yeah. Ya. Ma.
Ma.
Da ke baad ya.
Da ke baad ya kaisa aayega? Ye to da halant likha hai na?
Ah,
to da mein do alphabet hai na?
Ha ji, ha.
So,
and then ya.
Ya.
A.
A.
M. Small ma. Yeah.
Okay. Abhi Hridayani mein kya aata hai?
Small ha, ru, da, a, ya, a,
a,
ma, e.
No.
E. Small e.
Now if you look at it, I've got a r. And I've got a na. In between, I have a da which belongs to the ta varga. Okay, so it stops this change from happening. No change.
Okay, got it.
Got it? Huh?
Very well explained. Yeah.
Now when you take darshanam, darshanam, what are the?
Yeah. The.
The.
A.
A.
Sh. Small sh.
Sh.
A.
A.
R.
R.
Small r. N. Small n. A.
A.
And small m.
M. Now what you have given me is da plus a is da, sha plus a is sha, and ra plus na is rn. It will go on top of na.
Okay.
Whereas I have darshanam.
Okay, so ra will come first. After sha, the ra will come.
Now you are understanding where the position is?
Yes,
so
yes.
Ra is not here, but here. Okay. Because
it
sits on top of the sha, therefore it comes before the sha. Okay?
Got it.
Okay. So now I have darshanam. Now in darshanami, what have I got? Darshan.
Ra. Sha. O. Na.
Na.
A.
A. Darshanani.
Oh, nani. Okay. A.
A.
And then na.
Na.
And small e.
E. Okay. Now, look at this ra. And look at this na.
I've got one na here, one na here. Huh? Both are na's. But whichever na I take, I have a sha in between. Huh? So I've given you from Vargiya Vyanjana point of view, ta, cha and ta varga. Huh? Now from Avargiya Vyanjana point of view, I have sha. Sha is the first and sa. They also are stoppers. Okay? So because this sha is sitting over here, the na does not change. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then I want to take one more just for clarification. One more word.
Can I rub this out?
Yes. Pushpam.
Pushpam. Yeah. So I have Pushpam.
Pushpe. Pushpani.
Pushpani. Take the last one.
Yeah. Pa.
Pa. U.
Small sha. Sha.
Sha. This is known as Murdhanya sha. Apna Shushmita has already given us.
Okay.
And the other one is Talavya sha.
Yeah.
So sha.
Sha. Then pa.
Pa.
A.
A.
Na.
Na.
And small e.
E. Ratsva e. Okay.
You wrote na there? You wrote not na?
No, I'm writing na. Afterwards, we have to see na whether the change has to happen or
right,
not.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I have a sha, I have a na. In between, I have pa and a. Okay. So what are the stoppers? I have a ta varga.
Cha varga and ta varga.
Ta varga. Pa is a vargiya vyanjana.
Cha cha
cha. It is not one of these varga. And therefore, it allows the change to happen. Okay? The swara, varna, always allows. So there you don't have a problem. So this na has to change into na.
Got it.
So Pushpani. Everybody clear now?
Yes.
Huh? This is a formula given by Panini in one of the sutras, which you'll make me tell y'all today. Okay. To the extent you all understand, okay, fine. If you all don't remember which are the alphabets, which stop, which are the alphabets, which allow, it doesn't matter. Normally, just take it as R, R, Sh. Come. After that, you have a Na. That Na changes into a Na. Okay. That is, it holds true for 80-85% of the cases. It's only those few cases where this kind of problem arises. Okay? Clear so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Who wants to say? Anyone? Anyone wants to ask or say anything? Now I'm going to teach you something. In a way new, but at the same time, it is a continuation of what we have done so far. Okay. Let me see where my page is coming. Here. Okay. Y'all can see the screen?
No, ma'am. I can see you.
Yeah? Screen is visible?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now this is what we practiced just now. Balakaha, balakau, balakaha, pullinga rupam. Balika, balike, balikaha, strilinga rupam. Nadi, nadyau, nadyaha, another strilinga rupam. Because the first one was ending in A. Second one was ending in E. and the last one pustakam pustake pustakani. Okay, now if you look at, remember we had learned pullingam, strilingam, napumsakalingam of eshah, ha, eshah, esha, etat, remember? So
yeah ma'am.
Also you have ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. So eshah, etau, ete, esha, ete, etaha, etat, ete, etani. In the same way you have with saha, remember we did saha for pulling, sa for striling, and tat for napumsakalingam. Again, in the same way, ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam, saha, tau, te, sa, te, taha, tat, te, tani. Kim shabda also we have learned, kaha, ka, kim. Similarly, kaha, kau, ke, ka, ke, kaha, kim, ke, kani. So for all the words that we have learned so far, we have learned eshah, esha, etat, one set, saha, sa, tat, second set, and the question words, kaha, ka, kim, we have learned all these. Even for these are called pronouns, sarvanama shabdaha, even for these you have ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. So now, if I am going to correlate balakaha with, say for example, saha. Now if I say saha balakaha, my sentence is formed. It says, this is a boy. Tau balakau, these two are boys. And te balakaha, all these are boys. Okay. When it comes to balika, I will use sa. Sa balike, that is a girl. Sorry, saha is that. Te balike, those two are girls. Taha balikaha, all of them are girls. Similarly, nadi, again it's a strilingi shabda. So my pronoun will be sa only. Although it is nadi, the pronoun does not change. So sa nadi, that river, te nadyo, those two rivers, taha nadyaha, all those rivers. Similarly, coming to pustakam, it's a napumsakalingi shabda. Therefore, I have to associate with a napumsakalingi pronoun. So tat pustakam, that book, te pustake, those two books, tani pustakani, all those books. Is it getting a little bit understandable? Huh? Do you all think you all can correlate? You already have your list of 10 words, hopefully. Huh? Ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. Yeah?
Yes.
And that was the homework given. That same homework, now you create sentences. How? I showed you all with saha. Okay. With saha, I showed you all. You can take three words with saha, three words with eshah, three words with kaha. Pullinga rupam. Strilinga rupam, again in the same way, the a words, three of each, the e words, three of each, and the words, three of each. Okay? Is it becoming nicely complicated? Huh? Yeah?
Yes, very much so.
You have to do this combination. You've got that set of words, eshah, etau, ete, esha, ete, etaha, etat, ete, etani. Take that lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and associate with your chhatraha, chhatrao, chhatraha. You know that chhatraha, chhatrao, chhatraha is a pullinga rupam. And therefore, you will choose the pullinga rupam from the eshaha. Nine forms are there. So from there, the three which are pullinga rupam, you will take and create your sentence. So eshaha chhatraha, etau chhatrao, ete chhatraha. So what you have to do is, take a piece of paper or a cardboard and create your template. Okay, how do you create your template? That page which I showed you all, this page is your template. Okay, this page gives you idea about the template. So you have Eshaha group 1, Saha group 2nd one, Kim group 3rd one, and your main words.
Ma'am, which page is this, ma'am, on the book?
Page 69, if I'm not mistaken. One second, let me see whether page number, 69. Okay. Page 69 gives you the template of how to do the permutation combination. Okay? Getting it?
Yes, ma'am.
So, try to do this.
Can I take an example, ma'am?
Yeah, we have done so many examples just now.
Like if I say napunsakalinga, so you are saying like etat kim, etat, say etat phalam, ete ke, ete phale, etani kratani, etani phalani, something like that? Okay.
Yeah, you can do like that. Therefore, you are doing question and answer. Okay, I did not ask you all that, but if you all do like that, all the better. Because you are already asking question answer. Right now, we still haven't stepped into verbs. Okay, I want you all to practice this so that the ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam concept is well embedded in your memory. Because once verbs come in the picture, there also you have ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. And therefore, you will be associating three things or four things together. So let us string two things for the moment and see how we progress. You already have your 10 words list. 40 words you have. Aha ending words, A ending words, E ending words, ending words. 10 each you have. So with those 10 words itself, I'm trying to tell you all, use these. You have Eshaha, you have Saha, and you have Kim. So three pronouns we have learned. Okay? So in that 10 group, 3, 3, 3 you'll do. One will be left back. You can put that one anywhere, wherever you feel like. It doesn't matter. So you get practice for all the three varieties, for all the three lingas. Okay? So, pulling, striling, napunsakalingam. Why I am insisting on this? This is known as what is called Prathama Vibhakti. Okay? We have already stepped into cases over here. So, this is known as Prathama Vibhakti, which is in English known as nominative case. Okay? So, it indicates the subject. In Sanskrit, you have not only singular and plural, you also have a dvivachana rupam. So, ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam, all are coming over there. Take it forward next time, some more. Okay? So, try to practice this, and the more you practice, the more comfortable you will become. And your comfort level is very important, because unless you are at comfort level, the verbs coming in will be like total confusion. Okay? So, make this comfort level and then maybe it will work out much better. Okay, chalo, I'll wind up for today. Om
I have a question about that Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah,
to continue from the next week.
Yeah, from next week. If you all manage to get a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, I need only the shlokas. So two line shlokas are there. So in each class we will try to learn how to say the words of the shloka so that our pronunciation improves. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So if you all don't get a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, let me know in the WhatsApp group. Then we can try to download and print out at least only the chapter 1. It will take us quite some time. Chapter 1 we will start with. The first shloka says, Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre Samaveta Yuyutsavaha Mamakaf Pandavas Chaiva Kimakuru Vata Sanjaya. That's what we will learn for next time's class. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So, if you all manage to get hold of it, okay. If you all don't manage to, then Google Master is there. Ask him, chapter 1, download the PDF, print it out and keep it with you. Okay? Try not to do directly from your soft copy. There is a reason. Okay? Because when we are doing pronunciation, I will give you all clues on how to pronounce words which come like, you know, one after the other, some alphabets. There are changes in pronunciation which happen, which you can note down if you have a hard copy in the hand. Okay? That is the reason why I say take a printout or take a book where you can note down if these alphabets come together, and there the sound will be different. Okay?
Okay, ma'am.
So, it is with that in mind that I told you all, take the printout, not otherwise. Huh? Because many people try to learn from directly from the mobile they have downloaded, or from the computer they have downloaded. But where can they mark the pronunciation problems? There you can mark. For that you need a paper pencil. Okay? Chalo. Any other question?
No, ma'am.
Mind up today? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः पुनर्मिलनः
नेक्स्ट टाइम व्हेन वी आर सेइंग अ मॉर्निंग प्रेयर दैट टाइम इटसेल्फ इमीडिएटली आफ्टर दैट वी विल से वन भगवद गीता श्लोक ओके
यस मैम यस मैम धन्यवादः महोदय
आई माइट फॉरगेट ना